So, you know, the thing I don't think necessarily important how I feel as much as how the taxpayers feel. The taxpayers are the ones that ultimately need to make this decision. And from the people that I've talked to, from going door to door and talking to many people in the community, people don't want to pay more taxes. People feel like they are taxed to death already. The council, one thing that I think is important is that we don't currently have is we have to budget for the future. We budget 1 year at a time. We have to look at a 3- and 5-year plan. We have to forecast large expenses instead of just in the beginning of the year saying, oh, by the way, we need $1 million for this. You knew that was coming up. You have to plan for it. You have to budget for it. We have to look and see where we can cut. We have several offices that do the exact same thing. There's some offices that are busy 1 month out of the year. Why don't we cross-train employees? There's a lot of efficiencies that we can implement to make county government more efficient to operate with what we have now. As far as the wheel tax goes, or raising the income tax, raising taxes is not the answer. All that leads to is a bigger government, and if we don't have a better budget in place for the future, we're just going to have to increase taxes every year, and that's not acceptable to me. As far as the CUME cap fund goes, that is a tax. I understand there's money being left on the table from the state, and I hate to see free money out there. $800,000, I believe, a year, free money. What I would like to do about that is to see if there's a way that the commissioners go ahead and put that in place so we can almost get $1 million for free. And then if, you know, we don't want to increase taxes, which I'm a fan of, not increasing taxes, to see if there's somewhere else we can cut some taxes. So that way the tax base stays the same. However, we're basically getting a free $1 million a year from the state. Once again, I think that's something that I bring to the council is thinking outside the box. I haven't heard that mentioned from anybody, just like some of the other ideas I've shared with you today. We look through a very small window, and we don't consider anything outside of that. There's other ways this county can operate and be more efficient by coming up with new ideas.
And then the